This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. Kyle, last week we celebrated the second anniversary of the daily edition of Ozarks at Large.
That's right. Thursday, the 2nd of August, was the second anniversary of the program going daily. Now, something we started on the first anniversary that we thought would be fun is, what's the traditional gift that is given on a wedding anniversary? Last year was paper. For the second, it's cotton.
Right.
We devoted all of Thursday's show to cotton and how cotton is connected to our listening area.
All right.
You went between Decatur and Gentry.
I did.
And talked to Crow Johnson.
I did.
Because
she grows cotton in her garden, spins it, and then weaves it, and she has made clothing.
And you had this as part of our All Cotton second anniversary show on the Thursday edition of Daily Ozarks at Large.
What began as a fascination with process has now turned into quite the hobby. Crow Johnson Evans has a curiosity for how things get from start to finish. Growing in both her front and backyards are cotton plants, and inside her home is a shirt belonging to her husband, a shirt for which she grew the cotton it is made of, spun the cotton into thread, wove the threads into fabric, and stitched that fabric until it formed this shirt. Part of her inspiration stems from a story she had heard about Margaret Mead, the cultural anthropologist.
She wanted to make a skirt, so her grandmother told her, all right, first we'll raise a sheep.
Her debut release is on Magic Tricks.
And they went through the whole thing, built the loom, you know, did the whole thing. And whether that story is true or not, I don't know, but it's always impressed me to understand the doing of something start to finish.
And so Crow, who has been weaving for just 6 years, decided to grow her own cotton. That was 4 years ago. The spinning and weaving community is a close and generous one. Crow's first seeds were given to her by a friend, though the plants she is growing now came from seeds that she sought out. Crow's home is perfect for gardening, located somewhere between Decatur and Gravette, over some railroad tracks, a one-lane bridge that, surprisingly, has a little water flowing underneath. Then up a steep dirt road, and there, to the right of the drive, is Crow's garden. Nestled between veggies and flowers, we find cotton. Sally Fox copper-colored cotton.
You can see they've got white flowers. They turn kind of pinkish after they've been open a day. And it's, what, shoulder high? I'm kind of short. Maybe not shoulder high on you.
Sally Fox? She sent them to you.
She is a hybridizer who was responsible for bringing a lot of colored cotton back into the market.
Pre-Civil War, there were a lot of different colors of cotton. Greens, browns, even purples. But once things became mechanized, it was easier to grow it white and then dye it. Crow, however, loves the natural colors. It takes a long time for the cotton to cultivate, 25 weeks from planting to harvest. The plants in her garden now won't be ready until late September or October. But inside her workroom, she has cotton from seasons past and demonstrates how the plant gets from seed to shirt.
That's a green cotton boll. And that's what it'll look like when it pops open.
So what does green mean?
It will be this color of green.
Okay. It's a mossy, light olive color. I had to ask because it isn't that green when it comes out of the bowl. It's whitish. Crow has to boil it for the colors to come out.
First you do is you take it out of here and then feel in there. Those are the seeds. So you pull the fuzz off of the seeds. And the seeds, generally for the green, the seeds will look green. See?
It isn't too difficult to pull the seeds from the cotton. Though small in size, slightly resembling a pencil eraser, they can be easily felt. Crow has heard that sharecroppers and slaves had to keep working, picking cotton and pulling it from the bowls until they could fill up an entire shoe with seeds.
And so the business of picking this out and doing enough of them to fill a shoe is a bunch. It's a bunch. If I had to do this, it would not be fun. But because I find it fascinating and I feel connected to everybody who's ever done it in the process of doing. Oh, and then let me show you over here.
After pulling the cotton from the bowl, it is kind of long and stretched out. She then takes the cotton and places it between what looks like a couple of dog brushes, but they're not.
And these are cotton combs. And straighten out the fibers so they're all in the same direction. when you do that, you end up with stuff like this. And this is called a puni. Yeah.
The puni is a long roll of the cotton, a result of rolling it off the comb.
And then over here, I've used this supported spindle so much it's a little out of round, so it'll make a wiggity sound for you.
The spindle is small, so small even that she can take it with her to work or to the library, spinning her cotton into thread wherever she may get a spare minute. This spindle is not much more than a wooden dowel with a bowl-shaped base.
What I'm doing is pulling out some fibers. With my right hand, I'm giving it a spin and then pulling out more fibers. And this is how you spin cotton. And it's been done this way for just about since 5000 BC.
The result is just a single ply and not very stable. She has to fill two spindles, doubling them back on each other, weaving them together like rope. Much like the process of growing the cotton, spinning enough thread to make a shirt is very time-consuming. Once she has enough thread, it's ready to be woven into fabric. The loom that she made the fabric for her husband's shirt sits in her workroom, looking out large windows, so that Crow can watch her garden that grows the cotton. This loom is difficult to describe. Wooden, the shape resembling an old piano, perhaps? There are lots of pieces going in different directions. She sits at it on a bench, much like a pianist would. But this weaver is playing the strings. Crow uses the loom to interlace two sets of threads. Warp threads run long ways. She throws a shuttle, a wooden boat holding a spool of thread, towards her left hand, between two sets of warp threads. She then pulls back on a board at the top of the loom, yet connected down all the way to hinges near the floor.
Actually, it's taking this little thread here and pulling it into the fabric. So
do the top and bottom threads, do they ever alternate?
Yeah, they are alternating.
Okay.
So if you were tabby, it would be down and up, down, up, down, up, and then up, down, up, down, up, down. So this is a pattern called a shaded weave, so it's a little bit more complicated. But basically, that's it. You're changing the shed, running the thread through, and then using the batten to bring it down into the position in the fabric. And when this is done, I'll take it off and throw it in the washing machine and see what I have left.
This time, she's making a blouse for herself. Her husband's shirt is beautiful, with stripes of white, tan, copper, and green, and soft, oh so soft. Speaking of, she has more cotton growing out back, UA48, an experimental cotton from the University of Arkansas. This cotton is said to be as fine as Egyptian cotton. The two varieties have to be separated. Cotton is known to cross. Though Crow says that growing cotton is easy, the most difficult part is knowing when to plant it. As an experienced spinner once told her, the time is right when the ground is just warm enough to sit upon with a bare bottom. To ensure that tales and traditions are maintained, Crow is a member of the Northwest Arkansas Hand Weavers Guild.
Oh, it's fabulous. It just blew me away to find all these people who have, 30 or more years experience. And I was concerned that they were going to be sort of closed or protective to a novice going up saying, gee whiz, what are you doing and how's that happen? And they're wonderful, absolutely wonderful. So it's been a real inspiration to see the work that everyone's done.
Not only is she gaining inspiration, she's also inspiring others. She recently gave a presentation to the Guild on the growing and spinning of cotton. My great-aunt Monica, a member of the Guild, has been weaving as long as I can remember, but for the first time is growing cotton from seeds that Crow gave her.
I couldn't believe it. She saw the program, and I gave everybody that came to the little presentation, I gave them a handful of fluff with seeds in it and said, well, if you wanted to bother to pick the seeds out, you could plant them. She told me, now you've ruined me. I have to go home and plant these. And she said, they're doing well. Did you see them?
I did see them. They're not as tall as yours.
Well, that's all right. Now, she has the green, so that's the Earlene's green. So.
And we at Ozarks at Large may soon, too, be growing cotton.
I made up a little gift basket. So I put some cotton in there and some seeds. Gave you a piece of this, and this shows, this is Earlene's green. This is the Sally Fox's copper. And this is Sea Island brown. And so that's...
Yeah.
You're welcome. It just says, happy second anniversary, Ozarks at Large.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.
You've got that.